One clown is scary enough, but a whole family of them? Living under the roof with you? Who could survive that? Find out in our next story, The Circus is Coming, by Imogen Olszewski, read by Alice Eberhardt.
The house in question appeared to any passing stranger as if it were another abandoned home. And while it was, the reason no person could ever live there was quite peculiar. Few people know the full story, having only heard bits and pieces over the years. I am very well versed in this tale, for I was there throughout its unfolding. From the time they stepped through the door until the last kill and the end of any living in that house. That poor family. My poor family. Before any tragedy occurred, there lived a family, perfectly ordinary, a mother, a father, and three young girls. We had lived in peace, simply existing. My mother had a therapy practice, and my father was a chef. My parents catered to our needs and knew when to refuse, though with an 8-, 6-, and 4-year-old, it must have been difficult. We had everything we needed and then some. We were just simply living, well and in comfort. I couldn't have predicted it for how strange a situation it put us in. They had come so suddenly, it felt as if I had gone on a walk and gotten lost, one wrong turn and I was taken into a different world of horror and despair. The most unfortunate realization I have made upon reflection on this event is that they were painfully alike to my family, a mother, father, and three children. We had an extra room in the basement, and my parents, too kind for their own good, let them stay. They moved their things neatly, with very little disturbance to our daily lives. Before I tell you of the terrible acts committed by these creatures, I'd like to mention their strange quirk. To put it simply, they were clowns, draped in black and orange with faces with permanent smiles. Their faces terrorized me in my nightmares, and when I would wake up, the nightmare wouldn't end. Slowly, they began to gain my family's trust. The fathers would cook, the mothers would talk, and us children would play. My parents would gush to their friends about how wonderful it was to live with clowns. My sisters would brag to their classmates about how everything seemed funnier with them around. I, however, was not as trusting. They always seemed to be hiding something in their room. Whenever I would venture into the basement to play with my dolls, I would hear strange, haunting laughter, the kind that brings a shiver down your spine and makes the room automatically go colder. In the month of their stay, a series of odd packages were delivered to the house. We could never look at their contents before they were swept away to the downstairs room. The clowns had been in the residence for almost a month and a half when horror struck. Grandfather, who had a history of medical problems in the past, had fallen ill and was to be treated at the hospital near our house in a month. When told this news, my parents faced the issue of what to do with the clowns. I proposed that we move them to the apartments down the street. I reasoned that they couldn't possibly stay when the grandparents came. In truth, I also wanted them out of the house as soon as possible. My lovely parents, with heavy hearts, told the clowns, and to my surprise, the clowns were oddly calm. I would have expected a bit of anger or hurt, but they complied with our wishes. In the next week, we were to help them move into their new home. This meant going into that god-awful room. As I stepped down the stairs, I was curious about what I would find in their room. For they were clowns, and a blank room would never be satisfactory. Turning the corner, I stopped abruptly. What was this? Surely not our guest room, for the black and orange striped walls were ugly and tacky for a suburban home. Their beds stood against one wall following the same color scheme. They ranged from a comically large bed for the father to a silly little one for the youngest child. Scattered throughout the room were dark cardboard boxes full of their things. Soon my parents joined me in the room as we each picked up a box to haul upstairs. I first grabbed one that was the appropriate size for an 8-year-old and made my way upstairs. As I reached the top step and turned to look back at my parents, I was shoved down to the floor and made to watch as the mother pulled out a key and locked the door to the basement. Familiar footsteps walked up the stairs to the locked door. The knob twisted but didn't open. I could hear my parents confusedly talking, trying to find a way to open the door. They called out to me and my sisters, even to the clowns. Then, the screams. I'll never forget the pleading and begging of my parents' last words. The despair that filled me knowing I would never see my parents again was debilitating. I started to sob and break down, but then the thought of my younger sisters, upstairs. If they could kill my parents, why stop there? My heart racing, I raced up the stairs. I turned the corner just in time to see the youngest two clowns stab knives in the backs of my little sister. I screamed in shock, grief, and utter hatred. These monsters took away my family. As I was in the haze of sadness, the remaining clowns gleefully stalked up the stairs to join their family. Realizing that my family was dead, but they could still be together, broke me from my grieving trance and brought me into a fit of rage. How could they ruin everything I love and still have each other? How dare they? Blinded by anger and their taunting laughs, I quickly stumbled towards them, but they seemed to have dissolved into thin air. I tripped into my bedroom, landing on my bed, spinning around in fury to see the five of them standing there, smile upon their faces. Sickeningly real. I tried to step off my bed, to run to them, to put them into the state that I was, to kill their family, their kids. But as I stepped, I looked down and the ground was gone. The floor seemed to have disappeared and turned into a bottomless pit of darkness. I grabbed a nearby blanket and sheets and scrambled up onto the bed. Once I was safe, I looked around and found my room was gone. I was sitting on my bed in the middle of nothingness, sad, confused, and alone. Finally, I gave up. I let all the emotions of the past hour hit me like a train. I sobbed, screamed, and threw my body around in emotion. When I settled down, they came back. Or their heads did. The heads floated around my bed, spinning faster and faster while laughing their cruel laugh. It didn't occur to me in the state I was in, but there was only four of the five there. That would have been helpful seeing as what came next. The smallest clown, barely to my hip. When she was first carried in, as skeptical as I was of her family, I couldn't help but coo inwardly. Now, there was nothing cute about her. With the same eerie grin as the rest of her family, she giggled in sync with her mother. She reached out and touched my shoulder and said something or other. Between the laughing, the spinning, and the beat of my heart drumming in my ears, I have no idea what she said. All I can assume, as crazy as it sounds, was that she apologized before pulling me into a hug. As we parted, she shoved me back with a shocking amount of force. I fell backward, off my bed, into the abyss. For the first time in my life, death didn't scare me. I had no fear of what would happen when I hit the ground, if that ever happened. As the clowns at my bed became a speck in the distance, I finally was at peace. I would be seeing my family soon. The end.